Welcome to Pete and Dan, the Night Watchers in the house.
Hey, thanks, guys.
Morning, gentlemen.
Hey, how are we going?
I'm more than a little nervous, I've got to be honest. I don't know if you guys bring anyone with you, anyone that I can't quite see yet.
Well, no one that I saw.
They do say we might have attachments.
We don't know. Hey, my first question, I suppose, is it disrespectful to go looking for ghosts?
No. To be honest with you, no, it's not disrespectful at all. You got to think too, a lot of people, when we do our investigations, we've had a lot of people message us through YouTube and other social media saying, thank you so much for going to that graveyard and I saw my grandfather's gravestone. It brought back some really good memories. So thank you very much for that. So you've just, like Dan always says, you've got to go in with peace, love and respect. If you do that, the thing is that you're going to get more interaction. You don't go in to harass a spirit or anything like that. We're just trying to communicate to find out that question, is there life after death? You know, yeah. So that's important to us.
And do you ever meet anybody that you don't want to meet? Is there anybody that pops up that you wish didn't turn up?
Are you talking about living or
no.
deceased? Mm-hmm. Not as yet. I haven't come across anybody yet that
there was
want to meet.
One experience that we had, we've had a couple of experiences and they've been pretty good, but we go to a place called Hangman's House. It's out in the bush. Now, we've had some funny experiences there, right, where we've had stuff rush up on us and it kind of makes you freak out a little bit.
I'd wet my pants. That'd be
it. Yeah, I don't really know how to take it, I guess.
It was just after the rain and so all the grass and ground is wet. So you imagine you're standing there and it sounds like someone, a large someone, is running at you full pace and you turn and there's no one there. That's exactly what we're talking about.
That's the thing with ghosts, though. They do mess with your senses because we pick up more than if you can't see them visually. Like when you go into a room, you know something's there. It's making your hair stand up on end.
Exactly. Your senses big time. That's one thing you got to trust. A lot of people say, what's your best tool when you go out to do this sort of stuff? Your body. Your own body is your best tool. Because if you're getting the heebie-jeebies about something, usually it's the old saying, you always trust what's coming off, you know? Like always trust your gut instinct, you know?
So were you always believers? Were you always little kids who thought, yes, there's definitely ghosts in the world? Because obviously there's skeptics out there.
Yeah.
So
not me personally, because I never had any experiences prior to this. I was more on the skeptic. Out of the two of us, I'm more the skeptic one that's trying to debunk everything. Pete is too, don't get me wrong, but I think that's more my side. Pete's different.
Yeah, me, 100% believer, 100%.
Really, always? Oh,
yeah. I'm with Pete.
Yeah, I'm there with you, mate. But the thing is, the reason why I'm a believer is I had experience when I was 12 years old. So with that experience, and then later on in life when my son was born, I had another experience. So for me, when it's right in front of my face, how can you not be a believer?
So what was your experience at 12?
12, I actually got pinned down to my bed. A set of hands came out from underneath my bed, pinned me to the bed and held me there most of the night, and I didn't sleep and I freaked out.
And that's the freaky thing about ghosts. People think they're here to harm us or to attack us, and this is the message you guys are always putting out on the Night Watchers page and the YouTube channel, is that if you embrace them with love and respect, then they're going to respect us.
Definitely. Oh, yeah. You got to imagine if you were somebody that was just there chilling out and someone came into your space and they're like, all right, we want you guys to talk and, you know, speak up, and you started getting real angry. They're going to be like, who's this dude and why are you here? I'm not talking to you, you know. Mm. But if you go in there with love, peace and respect and say, look, we're just here to communicate. We just want to talk to you. You know, we won't be here long, you know. If there's something you want to say, now's the time to say it. We can pass on a message to your loved ones. And it usually takes, sometimes bang, it'll just happen. You know, things will just start happening. But sometimes, usually, it'll take about 10, 15 minutes to start generating. I think they got to pick up on our vibe and our feel first. Mm. And I think it's also, too, is because Pete and I have known each other for nearly 30 years, we've got this bond, this energy. This is what people tell us. This is why our subscribers and fans say, well, we watch your stuff, not just because of the content, but because of the vibe and the personality you two give off, because we bounce well off each other. You know, it's something that you can't just put two strangers together and get. You know, it's something that's generated over years. We're best friends.
Sounds like breakfast radio, Bilks.
We've been 2 months, you'll be 30 years. So.
But it's not just, I mean, we look at TV shows from when we were kids growing up in the, you know, in the 80s, and it was ghosts always were white sheets with two holes cut out for eyes. What do ghosts look like when they present themselves to you?
Well, that's the thing, you know. There's many different forms. Like, we've both seen apparitions or spirits. Now, we did an investigation at up in Gympie at a restaurant up there. Now, the funny thing is, we both saw a gentleman in a suit and like a 1800 suit. We both saw that, and that was an apparition. The owner said, "Oh, did you see our gentleman caller?" "Yes, we did." Now, I've also seen an apparition in a cemetery that kind of looked, it was really odd looking. Both myself and a friend that we know saw this apparition. And this thing kind of went down on all fours like it was galloping. And it was in like a cloak, a wavy cloak. If you've ever seen material underwater, that's what it looked like.
Yeah.
It was weird. So, and it had red eyes. So there's many, it can take many different shapes and forms. And the thing is too, is that if a spirit, if a person passes away, how they are in life is how they are in death. So if they're a good person in life, they're going to be a good spirit. If they're someone bad, they're going to be a bad spirit. So you can get very many different types of spirits.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I don't know that I'd be hanging around long enough to see the colour of their eyes if that was me, but, you know, to each their own, friend. Hey,
Zinc family, if anyone's had an encounter or something that you can lead Pete and Dan to, I mean, they're always looking for new investigations. We'll get word next on where they're headed to. With the Night Watchers, check out their YouTube channel. They're also on, is it Paraflix in the States?
Yes, and Ghostflix TV.
And Ghostflix
TV.
Holy
dooly.
I mean, these guys are about to launch massively. 1-300-891-929. Have you got any questions for the boys? I'd love to hear from you this morning. Em, you've joined us. Hello.
Good morning. How are you all?
We're excellent.
Good.
That's good.
What do you want to ask the boys?
I'm just wondering if the boys have heard about the Maryborough Military Museum at all.
Yes. Okay. We actually just done that.
last week
we did that investigation, and it's now up on our YouTube channel. And we've been there before in season one. We're up to season five now, but in season one we did that establishment, and all I can say is massive activity.
Mm.
Damo.
Yes. I've heard, talking to a few of the locals. So
have you been in there yourself, Emily? Have you?
A friend of mine has been in there. We were only just talking about it a couple of days ago, actually. So she mentioned about the boys, and I didn't know whether they'd been or not. So just listening to you before, I thought I'd ring up and ask the question.
No, that's good. Yeah. Have you had any experiences yourself while you're there?
Absolutely, all through my life. I actually had an experience when I was 11 years old. A friend of ours was unfortunately murdered, and other horrible things happened to her at Gympie from one of the Gympie pubs there. And I actually had her visiting me for a number of weeks following that because she was so lost. So as an 11-year-old, terrified me, but my grandmother was a good guide with all that sort of stuff. So,
how does Sam handle something like that?
So the activity isn't with her still now, or is it passed on?
No, that has passed on now. I worked with my grandmother to find out what was going on. She was very, very
Pete, you want to say something there?
Basically, what you can do, if you're still experiencing these things, and what you can do, there's a lot of mediums out there that are very gifted at cleansing. Now, you can contact a medium that does cleansings, and they can help you out a great deal. You can also wear little charms and talismans that can help protect you, bring in that good energy and push out that bad energy.
There's also another thing you can do too. If you did want to, you know, communicate and make sure that, you know, she's moved on and, you know, everything's okay, a lot of people don't realise this, but on your mobile phone you've got an app on there, your voice recording app. All you have to do is turn that voice recording app on. Do this, best time to do this is of a night time. The reason we say night is because there's less noise contamination. You turn your voice recording app on, sit it down on the table and start asking some questions. Usually leave about 20 seconds between your questions, and then play it back. When you play it back, use some headphones and crank that volume right up and see what you get. You might not get anything, but you might get something come through. But just ask the questions that you've got on your mind and what you want to ask, you know. Ask, are you okay? Have you moved on?
And the questions you should ask is something that relates to your grandmother, something that only she and you would know. Could be very important.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, it looks like I'm not sleeping tonight. No, we're not.
Look, I've got a third suggestion. I'm not a ghost hunter, obviously. My suggestion would be to move because I just couldn't deal with that two nights in a row, my friend. So.
No, thank you, Em. I hope we helped you out there.
Oh, good. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Em. Right.
No worries.
Thank you so much. Now, you have a one-of-a-kind ghost hunt coming up that not many people get.
Yes. Okay, so where we're heading, guys, is Pete can help me with this one, but we're heading to a place called Weppestead Manor. Now, A lot of people, this place has been closed off to the public.
What part of the world's it in?
Oh, sorry, it's down in Victoria Point, just down in
Brisbane. In Brisbane. Okay, yeah.
So it has been closed off to the public for over 10 years. Now, Hollywood have tried to do movies there.
ABC.
The TV stations have tried to get in there. Nearly every paranormal investigator on the planet has tried to get in there. And Pete, you can tell them the news, man.
Well, the thing is with that investigation, just to give you a bit of a history on the place itself, it used to be an old hospital slash morgue. Ooh. Now, the activity there is crazy. Mm. The owner, Chris, has contacted, I speak to him on a regular basis.
So it's owned by an individual, is it?
Well, his parents own it and they're in Great Britain. Yeah, so the activity in this place alone is crazy. He emailed us yesterday saying, oh, yeah, I caught an apparition of a lady in the backyard. Now, this place is that haunted that he doesn't even go up into the attic. And we've been given the honour and privilege to do an overnight stay there. Yeah. So basically we're going to do a sensory deprivation session up in that attic with all the lights out, with night vision cameras, and we'll see what we get.
For anybody that wants to know what a sensory deprivation session is, because I just saw your mind ticking over.
Yeah.
What it is, anybody out there that knows anything of paranormal investigating, we're talking about the Estes method. Mm. Now, guys, what it is where we've got our spirit box, which is what usually Pete does this, because I tend to get a bit of vertigo, sort of like
motion
imbalance
sickness,
sort of going on when I do it, because I can't listen to them with the cans on. So the headphones, cans, whatever you want to call them.
It's radio, we know.
just for your listeners out there. Basically, Pete gets blindfolded and he puts the headphones on. He's plugged directly straight into the spirit box. I'm in another room, so Pete can't hear me at all, even if I was standing next to him. I've got to tap him on the leg to talk to him, you know. So I'll go into another room and I'll start asking questions. Now, I've got a camera on him and a camera on me. And when I edit it and put it together, if his answers correlate to my questions, boom, we know we've got an intelligent response. Mm. So that's what the Estes method is, and we call it the sensory deprivation.
Plenty of that on the Night Watchers YouTube channel. Boys, that time's got us, but, mate, thank you. Good luck with the Victoria Point investigation.
Awesome to speak to you, boys.
Not a problem.
Take some spare undies, and we look forward to seeing it online.
And you know what, Jade? The boys might actually take you out.
Oh, yeah, thanks anyway. I'm terrified, Bilko. I'm making no joke about this. I am absolutely scared. My husband went to Boggo Road for a party once, when you could hire it out just for a party.
Yep.
And he said, even then, on a really joyous occasion, there's no doubt that place is spooky as hell. So,
We've got to talk to you about doing an investigation, don't we, Bilko?
No. And just like that, we're going to news. Lovely to meet you, boys. Thanks very much.
Pete and Dan, thank you for coming in.
Thanks,
check out Night Watchers on YouTube. Subscribe to the channel and you'll be privy to all the stuff that goes on. I mean, there's so much more that we can cover here, but it opens up a whole new world. And believe me, once you go in there, you'll never want to come out. I love it. Pete and Dan, Night Watchers, thank you so much.
Thanks, guys.